Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
Your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So if we needed it in so many words as to what exactly the intentions are in the war against Israel by Hamas, and of course by the supporters of Hamas all over the world, it seems at this point, at least they're supporting what they think is some kind of war against Israeli genocide and occupation and expansion and all these things. Well, we finally have it in so many words, folks. We have the audio to play for you about that this morning, and we're going to get right to that here in just a few minutes. But first, of course, welcome to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. It is a great pleasure to be with you here this morning as we begin this Thursday edition of the program live, of course. And we're broadcasting, of course, to our home flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. That's AM 860 The Answer. You can find out more about them at theanswertampa.com. And, of course, we're also on the GCN network being distributed out to all of our great AM and FM radio affiliates this morning. And we're glad to be with you. And, of course, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in and opine, that is the number, of course. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message during the program this morning, we'll see that and hopefully be able to discuss it on the broadcast. But nevertheless, we are here. It is Thursday. We are live. We are having a great time already. And whatever you're doing this morning, if you're driving a big rig, if you're out making deliveries, if you're working a shift, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, you get the idea. Whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us, because we have an awful lot to tell you about this morning. In fact, I would dare say it is chock full. I would dare say it's chock full. All right. Well, as promised, now basically here we are. The first segment, hour number one, we're going to get your blood boiling, but I think it's important to hear exactly what evidently the plan is coming from those who are going against Israel, looking literally to push them into the ocean. It is, you know, you hear especially these protesters in different parts of the world, different cities, New York, London, and so on, and they're all chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, they mean to push Israel in the ocean. That's what that slogan actually means. But this is evidently, we'll hear a translation, basically, but this is one of the officials here, or one of the commentators, saying exactly what Hamas wants to do. Listen to these chilling words, and then we'll talk more about it. But this really is where the rubber meets the road, folks.
Israel is a country that has no place on our land. We must remove that country because it constitutes a security, military, and political catastrophe to the Arab and Islamic nation and must be finished. We are not ashamed to say this with full force. We must teach Israel a lesson, and we will do this again and again. The Alaska flood is just the first time, and there will be a second, a third, a fourth. because we have the determination, the resolve, and the capabilities to fight. The occupation must come to an end.
Occupation where? In the Gaza Strip?
No, I am talking about all the Palestinian lands.
Does that mean the annihilation of Israel?
Yes, of course. The existence of Israel is what causes all that pain, blood, and tears. It is Israel, not us. We are the victims of the occupation, period. Therefore, nobody should blame us for the things we do. On October 7th, October 10th, October 1 million, everything we do is justified.
Everything we do is justified. By the way, that was Ghazi Hamad, the Hamas official. And I think, actually, now that I think about it, I think this is the very same Ghazi Hamad who walked out of the BBC interview that we told you about the other day, you know, threw the microphone on the floor, and you know, he was a little uncomfortable when being asked about the killing of the innocent people, the massacre of the families and the children, and so on, and basically trying to say, well, that wasn't really the order. You know, we encountered these people, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, well, you know what we call on that, don't you? I think you would agree with me 100%. But so listen to these words, you know, what this person is saying. No, well, this is completely justified. On October 7th, 10th, October 1 million, whatever that is, and then a direct question, right? Do you mean to destroy Israel? Oh, yes, Israel is the entire reason for all of our pain, our blood, our tears. We are the victims here. This, my friends, is getting way, way out of hand, because this is unlike anything that we have seen, perhaps even in the modern era. And we've been talking about Israel very, very much here over the last several weeks, because it is a major, major story every single day. And a bear on everything else about our lives. And the reason I say that is because if this war begins to expand, if there doesn't seem to be any end in sight for this war, because when we come back from break, we're also going to tell you about an Israeli official who's talking about how they're going to fight until the end, until Hamas is completely either rooted out and defeated, or they surrender unconditionally. So look where these sides are squaring up here. You've got Hamas, a Hamas official, right? I think he's even, is he the deputy foreign minister or something like that? I think, yeah. Oh, by the way, folks, Hamas has a deputy foreign minister. Did you know that? You know, oh yeah, they're completely legitimate. It's like they're just like some kind of government, and they're going to, you know, come out and, you know, talk to the press. My goodness. Well, when we come back, folks, we've got that audio and much, much more. We're starting off with a bang this morning, folks, because there is so many serious things about this. Don't even know where to start. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNFood.com. GCNFood.com.
We are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and little Elton John bringing us back in there this morning. I'm Still Standing. That's a great track, of course. And welcome back, of course, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine, 949-822-7959. And if you'd like to go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message there as well. And we've got a lot more to talk about as we go across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America this morning. And by the way, I've got a great song picked out for the Trucker Traveler Report coming up here at the almost the top of the hour, about 10 minutes to the top of the hour, in hour number one and two of the program. We play a great song that we pick out, and by the way, we take requests as well, but of course, that's for our truckers and travelers out there, and everybody else working on the overnight shifts all across America, just to make sure that you sort of keep pumped up, that, you know, we help to keep you awake, we help to keep you moving down the road, because that's our job and our privilege, really, and that's just what we love to do. Okay, so we had the audio from Ghazi Hamad, okay, Ghazi Hamad, and talking about, he's from Hamas, of course, talking about how, you know, they're going to destroy Israel, because Israel is the big, huge problem that to them. They believe that this is the only reason for everything that's ever wrong. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. But yet, of course, in no uncertain terms, as I said, we have it now in so many words. Well, let's listen to Yoav Gallant, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I hope I am, Israeli defense minister. He says Hamas terrorists have two options, and that is they can either die going against the Israeli Defense Forces, or they can unconditionally surrender. And again, we're hearing this through a translator, but let's listen in and see what he has to say.
Machine cannot be stopped. These are strong forces with determined soldiers, and I am convinced that they will be able to fulfill their missions. As far as I'm concerned, the Hamas terrorists only have two possibilities: either to die fighting the IDF or to surrender with no terms. There's no third possibility. Both the terrorist in the field to the leader of Hamas. We are going to get there. We are going to perform our missions, and we'll do it in order to cause that this murderous organization will not exist anymore, its infrastructure will be dismantled, and also, of course, to bring back home the hostages, including small children and elderly women, and of course a very large group of hostages of all ages.
So again, also no uncertain terms. But folks, I'm sure that you would agree that what the Israeli defense minister is talking about is the genesis of this, the foundation of this, is the fact that they have been attacked, that these attacks continue, that this war continues, and the bizarre sort of support that we're seeing happening across the world is just really unfathomable. It really, really is. So at any rate, I don't know that Hamas will back down anytime soon. They sure are trying to play, evidently, the victim here. But it's so transparent. And it's so ridiculous that they would think that that they are going to be seen as the ones that have been wronged somehow. But this just goes into the whole propaganda machine, right? This goes into the idea that we're going to give out this narrative, we're going to make this sort of the way that everybody's going to be looking at this and divide over. I saw people putting up signs. I was out earlier, and some people were putting up signs saying, "Stop the U.S.-supported genocide in Gaza." And the U.S. is not supporting genocide in Gaza. But there's the narrative that people are trying to establish. It's not genocide to defend yourself. And by the way, the Israeli forces are not engaging in genocide. They're not doing anything of the sort. Hamas, on the other hand, they put their headquarters in hospitals. They put their missiles on top of schools with kids in them. They embed themselves into the population because they know that any move against them will have the kind of collateral damage that they can use for propaganda. So what we're dealing with is truly an evil, evil structure and an evil intent, an attempt to deceive, and an attempt to rally people around the world to a fake cause. In all in order to serve their purpose of destroying Israel and literally eliminating the Jews. And, my friends, this has all started to happen in about a little less than a month. Okay? This is where it gets really scary and really bizarre, that suddenly it's okay to have the most heinous, racist, genocidal fervor against a group of people. And I would chance to think if this was any other group of people that there would be a massive outcry, an outcry of racism, an outcry of inequality, an outcry to say, people are actually calling for the destruction of a people. And rightly so. We should have an outcry against that kind of thing. But why aren't we seeing it with this? If anything, we're seeing like teams being chosen up. Oh, well, this team is going to go over and they're going to terrorize a Jewish business because we think they're Jewish in there. we're going to storm the airplane in a Russian republic because we think there might be Jews on it. And this is just exploded again within about the last month. You know, I mean, anti-Semitism has always been there. But for some reason, after Hamas went across the border with Gaza, from Gaza into Israel, and massacred these people, suddenly, well, it's, hey, they've got a reason. And they don't. They don't have that reason whatsoever. All right, we do want to know what you think about this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Let me give you a quick little technical note here, a little technical note, and that is if you call in and we're at break, you may not hear something on the toll phone this morning. We have an issue with the feed coming back to us, but that's not insurmountable. But just know if you hear silence or if you hear music playing, we're trying to let you know that you're still connected to the telephone. So be sure to stay on the line until the program returns. And it's easy to fix, and we're going to get it fixed, but just want to give you a technical note this morning in case you want to call into the program. And again, you can also go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message as well. All right. Well, let's check this out here. Let's switch gears here a little bit. This is from Breitbart, and the headline reads, Bank of Biden? Guess what, folks? A second loan repayment raises questions about Joe Biden's financial ties to family. President Joe Biden's receipt of two separate loan repayments, quote-unquote, for family members after he left the vice presidency raises questions for the House impeachment inquiry to investigate. The questions are based on Wednesday's revelation from House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, that Joe Biden received $40,000 in laundered CEFC China Energy Company money in 2017, according to Comer, from the account of his brother, Biden, James Biden, and his sister-in-law, Sarah Biden, once again in the form of a personal check labeled as a loan repayment. And I'm saying it like that because, you know, I guess that's what it is. It's just a quote-unquote loan repayment. The discovery is the second instance Joe Biden personally accepted a suspicious personal check from his brother Biden, James Biden, who was involved in the family's Biden family's ventures. The revelation fuels concerns Joe Biden could be compromised and further supports the impeachment inquiry into the president. For example, how many loans did Joe Biden provide to Biden, James Biden, and when? Did Joe Biden provide loans to other family members, including his son, Hunter? What was the purpose of each loan, and were any executed while he was serving as vice president or in the Senate? And has he continued to loan money to Biden, James Biden, or any other family members while president? Well, these are good questions, and they're going to have to wait, I think, until at least the other side of this break. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
News, insight, passion.
Hey, 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Hey, 930, The Answer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said today that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he called partisan poison pills within the bill.
Israel has suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. It needs help, but House Republicans are asking a price for helping them by cutting off funding that holds rich tax cheats accountable. That ain't happening, House.
Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says caravans are a recurring situation, but they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan marks the largest since June of the previous year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and be a part of the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you indeed. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com for more information about me. And, of course, you can find my social media links there as well, including Facebook and X. And you can also subscribe to my podcast as well. And send me a direct message during the program. Simply click on the link to send Kyle a direct message, and you're off and running from there. So once again, folks, much to talk about on the program as we continue this morning. And I do want to tell you first and foremost, though, here about countdown to election 2024. If I could not hit the microphone, I think that would actually be pretty good, too. AM 860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka. Live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. Now, with pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get your tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024, Tuesday, November 14th, Tickets, again, available at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Brought to you by Wired Differently. Well, speaking of being wired a little differently, by the way, I want to mention this as well, and that is, did you see that the Texas Rangers now won it in five, and they actually won 5-0 over the Arizona Diamondbacks? It was a pretty spectacular series, I think. We saw a lot of great plays. We saw a lot of great baseball. But it just seems that the Texas Rangers were able to keep that momentum going, and they were able to best the Diamondbacks. And again, I believe this is the first time the Texas Rangers have ever won the Fall Classic. But congratulations to both teams. Of course, I think they both played very well. It wasn't their night for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They needed to win this one, but they weren't able to pull that out. But again, I think we saw a lot of great baseball, and so kudos, of course, to the Texas Rangers who will be bringing that trophy back home. All right. So as I was saying, speaking of being sort of wired differently, I want you to get in the Wayback Machine, not that far Wayback Machine, just for a moment. But do you remember back in the days, wasn't all that long ago, when you had some parents who would go to the school board meetings and they would say they didn't like some of the curriculum, they didn't like the critical race theory, gender ideology related policies, all that kind of stuff. And they went to these meetings and they voiced their opinions. And they met a lot of resistance. And then you had the National School Boards Association, I believe, sent a letter to President Biden back in September 2021. And they were talking about these parents that were protesting at the school meetings. They wanted them looked into by the federal government. And they said, of course, that there's violence, there's this specter of violence and so forth. And they wanted evidently to be to have the people investigated as such as, quote, domestic terrorists. OK, so all that to get to that term, domestic terrorists. And then, of course, Attorney General Merrick Garland. This from a Fox News article from that time, actually it was from pretty recently, it was grilled on Capitol Hill by Representative Chip Roy from Texas, Republican from Texas, talking about this this memo evidently that went out about the so-called domestic terrorist parents. And the idea that, of course, was that ever rescinded? Garland said it was never rescinded. It just meant to have some meetings within about 30 days, therefore, and that all elapsed. And so there's no reason to rescind the memo, checking, maybe taking a look at using anti-terror tools, basically, to look into these parents. So I want to set that's why I want to set the stage with that right now. So now listen to this. Exchange from I believe this is I think we have it I think we have it I, well wait a second okay we might not have that queued up just right but I no, I think we do. Okay, here we go. That's live radio, folks. It's always so much fun. Something's not where it's supposed to be, so I just found it. Here we go. This is Peter Ducey, I believe, asking John Kirby at the White House about the so-called domestic terrorists, I believe.
The people in this country making violent anti-Semitic threats, are they domestic terrorists?
I don't know that we're classifying people as domestic terrorists for that.
Stop right there. The reason I'm playing this audio in the first place and the whole lead-up about the school board stuff was that it was so easy to just drop the label. Here you are, domestic terrorists. Why? Because parents were asking questions and were not happy with what might be going on in the school for their children, right? They're not the village's children. They're the parents of the children who make up the village, right? That's the thing. So it's a whole different sort of way of looking at it, right? But here we have people that actually call for violence against the Jews, wipe out Israel and this kind of stuff. So Peter Ducey asks a great question. Let's back that up and let's listen again to the question. And then Kirby, you know, and the guy's got a hard job, I will admit that, but he's got to dance around this because, you know, we can't really offend, you know, some of the constituency that is now latched on to this ridiculous anti-Israel, anti-Jewish sentiment. Let's listen in.
The people in this country making violent anti-Semitic threats, are they domestic terrorists?
I don't know that we're classifying people as domestic terrorists for that. I mean, that's really a question better left to law enforcement. I'm not aware that there's been such a characterization of that.
Okay. The FBI director said today, the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level. Has the White House considered the possibility that a terrorist could be in the country right now after crossing the southern border?
Peter, we are always concerned about the potential presence on U.S. soil of terrorists coming from overseas. That's something we're always worried about.
But there was this bulletin last week at the CBP in San Diego said militants associated with the Israel-Hamas war may be potentially encountered at the southwest border.
You're talking about
border.
The San Diego...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any heartburn around it? 600,000 known gotaways just in the last fiscal year.
Yeah.
Is there any heartburn about leaving the border in such a condition that one of those 600,000 could be a terrorist?
So let me just break this down for you.
Okay, stop right there. So then we'll hear the rest. Those are great questions. 600,000, it's no big deal. It's fine. We're not going to really characterize people as, you know, potential domestic terrorists. We're certainly probably not going to look into them too much. It's not like they went to a school board meeting or something. Let's continue.
First of all, I can't speak to this intelligence report that was leaked to the media. I wouldn't do that. I can tell you that we are constantly monitoring as best we can all ports of entry to the country for the potential arrival of anybody who might wish us harm. And one of the things that the president asked for in the supplemental was additional funding for border security, for like 1,500 more border patrol agents and better technology at the border. I mean, so again, we would urge Congress to take a look at that supplemental request and pass it. But if the general gist of your question is, are we taking the potential threat seriously? Of course we are.
The general gist was, is it possible that somebody who wants to commit a terrorist attack during a time of elevated threat crossed the southern border into the United States already?
I couldn't possibly answer that question, Peter. All I can do is tell you that we have remained vigilant to that potential threat.
Okay, so there you have John Kirby trying to deal with Peter Ducey's question and not doing a terribly great job at it. And I hate to say, I think, you know, just logic and the common sense would tell us that these kinds of bad actors are already here. And I appreciate Ducey's question because he's trying to raise that specter and to simply sort of use this, you know, on Kirby's side. Well, you know, the president has this thing, he wants to pass it, you know, and we're going to try to improve the technology, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's not the time to say, well, we just got to pass some new thing. No, we don't. We actually have things in place, and we're not really using them, and we're not really saying that, you know, this is a real potentially bad problem, probably because they don't want to scare anybody, I guess. But a reasonable person would say there's motive and there's opportunity, and we got to be careful. Stay right there.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
rate. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Where's the money?
Well, you got to have money to buy chocolate chip ice cream. That's just a fact of life. Ask any grocer, they'll tell you that. You got to have money to come in and get the chocolate chip ice cream. All right, but if you're Joe Biden, right, you don't need the money, right? Although you have oodles of it, you don't need money for chocolate chip ice cream. Because why? Because you got a refrigerator full of it upstairs. That's all you need to remember, folks. All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. And, of course, we've made it to the very first Trucker Traveler Report of the morning. So this is going to be exciting because we've got a great song lined up this morning. And it's by an artist. He's passed away, of course. But had such a great legacy, and his music really just does live on, and I never get tired of this guy's songs. Let's check it out on this Thursday morning. We're going to do a little learning to fly, Tom Petty.
When I started out down a dirty road, started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the sea may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing.
And the Heartbreakers, Learning to Fly. And that's just a great song. It's still got a great sound, and it's definitely one of Tom Petty's best. As a songwriter, as a musician, Tom Petty was so very talented. And, you know, I remember way back I think it was the late 70s, and I think sort of the first Tom Petty record came out. It was really kind of cool. I thought it had quite a, like a John Lennon type quality to that real first big Tom Petty hit. And of course Tom Petty went on to work with George Harrison, by the way, in the Traveling Wilburys. And we played a Traveling Wilburys song on yesterday's program. And again, just the songwriting and his talent, I think we're not going to see the like very, very soon again. But Tom Petty, by the way, also had a cameo appearance in the Kevin Costner movie The Postman. And that was sort of a post-apocalyptic movie, if you've ever seen it. It was a very long movie, as I recall. I don't know that it was a box office huge success per se, but it is actually, it's a pretty good film overall, because it's again, this is it was another, I think, labor of love by Kevin Costner directing it, if I recall correctly. But Tom Petty has a bit part in it, and he's got a great line where he says he kind of looks familiar to the main character, and Tom Petty looks at him and says, "Yeah, I used to be famous." And so it's kind of like, well, is this Tom? You know, is this really Tom? Or, you know, is this part of the show? But Tom Petty, Learning to Fly. Great song, great song. We've got another great song picked out for next hour. We hope that you stay tuned for hour number two, because on this song, it's kind of smooth, and we're kind of, you know, flying through the air and just in a real nice way. But this next one will really move, so we want to definitely hope that you stay tuned for that. Okay, let's take a look at our weather here real quick. We've got more of that real bad air stagnation up in Oregon, and then this is southern Oregon, southeast Oregon, but then and up towards Baker City, Boise, Idaho, Twin Falls, our friends in Missoula, they've got this, actually, pardon me, they've got the winter weather advisory now. That's changed over. Yesterday, they had some bad air in that area. But real briefly here, I want to make sure that we take a look at the precipitation, because do we have rain and snow and everything including the kitchen sink, seems to be moving into the Pacific Northwest, covering almost the entire state of Washington, most of northern Oregon, and then down through Portland, down Interstate 5. Certainly Richard the Marine this morning is probably getting some rain from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. So Semper Fi, Richard the Marine, hope that you're doing well. But everywhere, Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, you've got all kinds of rain. You've got snow, of course, in the higher elevations, and snow and mix of rain and snow over to Spokane, Washington. Down through Walla Walla, we got all kinds of rain. Rain through Fossil in Oregon there, stretching down where it becomes snow down near Burns. And then also along the coast of Oregon as well, looks like we've got a band of rain that's heading inland. So if you're coming down south from Interstate 5, from Portland, rather, on Interstate 5 through Salem, Corvallis on your way to Eugene, you've got rain coming across the interstate there, and you're probably going to have more coming south of Eugene, probably in a very short order. So that's what we're seeing in terms of precipitation. Now, where the cold weather is, at least the cold weather warnings right now, we're seeing it happening in a band that's covering most of the southeastern part of Texas. So Kerrville, starting around there, and then this is sticking south of Dallas right now. But if you're in Tyler, Texas, Nacogdoches, Texas, if you're in Shreveport, Louisiana, Monroe, Louisiana, over towards Jackson, Mississippi, down towards Franklinton, Mississippi, continuing on east, Monroeville, Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, up towards Florence, up to Chattanooga, Tennessee, up to Knoxville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and on towards South Carolina, covering almost all of South Carolina and all of North Carolina, essentially, and then up towards Richmond, Virginia, District of Columbia, you get the picture, all the way up to New York City, you've got a freeze warning. This is happening all over that area I just described. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 25 degrees up in the northern part there. And so you're definitely going to have some very, very cold weather. If you're in the Birmingham area, sub-freezing temperatures ranging from 24 to 31 degrees. So let's take a look over here towards, let's check out Nacogdoches, Texas. I've actually been to Nacogdoches, Texas. It was a long time ago, but I've been to Nacogdoches, Texas. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 28 degrees are expected there in Nacogdoches. So definitely, you're going to have to bundle up, and if you're trucking through there, you're definitely going to want to make sure that that you're ready for some cold weather in that regard. Now, this rain and snow that I was telling you about up in the Pacific Northwest, if you're coming down I-90, if you're coming up out of Spokane up into northern Idaho, you're definitely going to be heading over 4th of July Pass, and it looks like it's just going to be having all kinds of snow. There's all kinds of snow in that area on the radar map right now, and you're going to be in that all the way out towards about Wallace as you make your way down I-90. So do be careful with that. And certainly any of these mountain passes, certainly Snoqualmie Pass and so forth, definitely want to be careful if you're anywhere in these higher elevations. And so we want you to be safe out there, and we want you to come back right after the top of the hour news. We're going to pay a couple of bills, hear the news headlines, and we're going to be back and taking your telephone calls, too. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren
Luke. News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.